The head of Alaska's largest Native organization publicly criticized Governor Sean Parnell Thursday morning, the opening day of the Alaska Federation of Natives convention in Anchorage. AFN President Julie Kitka called the governor out during her president's report to the convention, which immediately followed Parnell's remarks. Parnell was not in the audience at the time. He was in a different room at the Dena'ina Center to sign a bill making Alaska's native languages official languages of the state. Kitka said the Parnell administration used lawsuits to try to shift the balance between the federal and state government over management of subsistence.
19 years of litigation. 19 years you've heard year after year at the convention about this. This is a victory we have earned through a conscious and powerful defense of our rights as a people, and we should all be proud. On a side note, I have a question to you. The political candidates are asking for your vote. Does it matter what their position on subsistence is? If they continually sue Native people in court over our inherent and God-given rights, will we vote for them? Just want to know.
The focus of Parnell's remarks at last year's convention was digital learning. This year, he talked about the state's efforts to work with tribal courts.
We listened to what Alaskans said about the need for culturally accepted remedies. We said we must protect the constitutional rights of all, and you said there must be a way to increase tribal involvement. And we said we will find that way together. We will work with you, and we will continue to do so for as long as it takes, because justice is a journey and healing the prize.
The state of Alaska intervened in a case earlier this year challenging a tribal court's authority to extinguish the parental rights of a person who is not a member of their tribe. In the Simmons versus Parks case, the Minto Tribal Court terminated the parental rights of Bessie Stearman, a Minto tribal member, and Edward Parks, a member of the Stevens Village tribe. Just months before the termination, Parks had beaten Stearman badly enough that she suffered 3 broken ribs and a collapsed lung. The state asserted that it was trying to protect the constitutional rights of Parks.